So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As the president wraps up his trip to Europe, how are folks abroad and folks even stateside for that matter viewing the trip for the president and the administration? Niall Gardner is the director of the Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. He tells Fox News this seems to have been a good trip for everyone involved.
I think actually overall the state visit was a great success. I think this has been one of the best overseas trips for President Trump, if not the best, actually. And I think the meetings with the Queen, the royal family were absolutely tremendous. I think you have a U.S. president who is very pro-British. He is someone who has a deep affection for the British monarchy, for the royal family, for the British people. And that was demonstrated tremendously this week. There were some protests on the streets of London, quite small, a few thousand protesters, actually. But I think the president was unfazed by those protests. And this was also, I think, in terms of policy, a very, very important visit as well, where President Trump advanced a clear agenda for moving forward on US-UK relations, especially with regard to a trade deal. And I think that overall, President Trump projected strong US leadership. He emphasized the tremendous strength of the special relationship. I think it was a very, very good visit overall.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is downplaying concerns about imposing new tariffs on Mexico as he arrived in Ireland on Wednesday.
Mexico, look, the drugs that are coming in, the people that are coming in unchecked, they're swamping up, or they're coming up by the millions. Mexico can stop it. They have to stop it. Otherwise, we just won't be able to do business. It's a very simple thing. And I think they will stop it. I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
The president's threatening a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports, accusing the country of not doing enough to stem the flow of migrants and asylum seekers from Central America. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Normandy, France, for tomorrow's 75th anniversary of D-Day. The Allied invasion of Normandy led to the end of World War II. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and a spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hey, guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind. But the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A monthly snapshot of private sector job creation is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at it.
The ADP private payrolls jobs report indicating private sector job creation has seen a big slowdown in recent weeks. The report says only around 27,000 new private sector jobs were created in May, the lowest in this report since the economy started expanding after the jobs market hit bottom in March of 2010. The government's jobs reports out Friday covering non-farm payrolls across the private and public sectors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence is promising federal assistance to Oklahoma communities affected by storm and flood damage. Pence and his wife visited Tulsa on Tuesday to view storm damage and meet with flooding victims. The vice president also visited a community food bank in eastern Oklahoma. Pence's visit came after President Trump declared a major disaster in Tulsa this weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As the president wraps up his trip to Europe, how are folks abroad and folks even stateside for that matter viewing the trip for the president and the administration? Niall Gardner is the director of the Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. He tells Fox News this seems to have been a good trip for everyone involved.
I think actually overall the state visit was a great success. I think this has been one of the best overseas trips for President Trump, if not the best, actually. And I think the meetings with the Queen, the royal family were absolutely tremendous. I think you have a U.S. president who is very pro-British. He is someone who has a deep affection for the British monarchy, for the royal family, for the British people. And that was demonstrated tremendously this week. There were some protests on the streets of London, quite small, a few thousand protesters, actually. But I think the president was unfazed by those protests. And this was also, I think, in terms of policy, a very, very important visit as well, where President Trump advanced a clear agenda for moving forward on US-UK relations, especially with regard to a trade deal. And I think that overall, President Trump projected strong U.S. leadership. He emphasized the tremendous strength of the special relationship. I think it was a very, very good visit overall.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. And very excited about today's show because it's something that comes up all the time. You know, one of the things that I always talk about here on the station is that color is transformative. It's probably the least expensive way to really transform the look of your home and make it look, you know, more up-to-date, special, maybe go from dark to light, light to dark. It really, you know, brings new things to the table with paint colors. And paint is, of course, the colors are, the way you pick the paint colors is you look at the absorption of light in a room and then you sort of make adjustments. So today's show is all going to be about paint. I'm focusing on Benjamin Moore. We're going to do one on Sherwin-Williams. But today we're going to focus specifically on some of the Benjamin Moore palettes, the things that I like. I read a couple of articles for today's show about Benjamin Moore, about what's selling, what are their top selling colors. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, the trends in paint. We're going to talk about finishes. We're going to talk about formulations. We're going to talk all about things about how changing your paint can really change how your look of your room is. All right, let's start by taking a look at today's weather, which is really hot. I was up very early today. I have three construction projects going on. I'm putting in three new kitchens, which is a good thing. I like that. But I was up at 5 o'clock this morning, and it was freezing, so I put this long-sleeve shirt on, thinking, oh, my God, I'll be with it all day. Well, as I was driving the studio, it was 84. So it really is hot right now, and you know what typically happens when it's hot in the middle of the day like that, thunderstorms. And just as I pull this up without looking at it beforehand, it does say this afternoon, 30% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 83. It was 84 when I was coming to studio. Tonight, thunderstorms likely, then patchy fog, 70% chance of thunderstorms. So I think we're going to get some weather tonight. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers and then thunderstorms with a high of 84 degrees. Thursday night, a low of 60, just cloudy. Friday is going to be a beautiful day, beginning of the weekend with a high of 81 degrees, sunny and clear. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 58. Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 81 degrees. And Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low of 57. Wow, a triple here, trifecta. And on Sunday, again, 3 days in a row, mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees. So this weekend, we want to get out. We want to do stuff, right? We want to be outside. If we have a pool, maybe take a ride to the beach and start enjoying the summer. But, you know, don't forget your house either because you probably do a lot of entertaining in the summertime, and we want to make things be as beautiful as they can possibly be. All right, we're going to talk all about paint today, the best-selling colors of Benjamin Moore, some of the colors I've worked with, what works best, or things that you can try for your home. We'll take some commercial messages, and we'll be back after these messages.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 22 years. I don't know where the time went. I feel like I just started doing this and already 22 years have passed. But within those 22 years, I've saw a lot of changes. And probably some of the biggest changes have come, I think, in the last 5 years because colors have drastically, drastically changed. You know, I sort of came in on the beginning of the tail end of all the pastels. So it was sort of the late 80s. I graduated in 87 and I started dabbling a little bit part-time in decorating. And I remember back in the late 80s, 87, 88, people were painting pastels. So we were doing very pale, gray. I remember making one of the rooms in my first apartment gray. So we were doing grays. We were doing seafoam greens. We were doing pale mauves. And we were doing, it was sort of the tail end of the pastel colors. And then came the early 90s. And in the early 90s, in the beginning of the early 90s, paint colors first went to kind of neutral. So everything kind of went to like sort of like linen whites and creams. I remember when I bought my first condo, I wanted everything to be sort of an antique white or a cream color all the way around with cream trim and then pops of hunter green, right? Hunter green and cream and terracotta. That was sort of the early 90s. But then when we got to the mid-90s, the paint colors kind of changed. The economy was getting better. Things were changing. And then we went into the jewel tones, which I often talk about, as the economy went better and we started to go into the dot-com years. We saw lots of burgundies and golds and some greens, some sage greens and russets and a lot of color. Every room was a different color. I remember, you know, doing a color consultation in a relatively big house in Hunterdon County, and I was there for a couple of hours because there were a lot of rooms, and everybody wanted every room to be a different color, and that was very, very much in at the time. Most people liked a linen white as a trim color, not a white as we do today, and the colors were saturated. They were rich, deep colors that often required bases or extra steps to start them. I did that myself in my master bedroom. I wanted an equestrian bedroom in Ralph Lauren's hunting coat red. And it required actually for us to paint a green base. So they started painting and I came in and said, what are you doing? They said, this is the base to get the rich red that you want, that brown red, that equestrian red. So I had that for a very long time. And it was rich. And it wasn't that it wasn't good looking years later, but it just became passe. It just, people didn't do red walls anymore. And as beautiful as it was, I had to go lighter. And that's what you're seeing as the final, or where we are now. I should say final because things keep being evolving, but that's what you see in the evolution of decorating. All those rich colors I'm replacing. I'm constantly painting over rich colors, really the dark colors that were the gem tones, the jewel tones, and even some of the pastels. People maybe kept their pastels a little bit. And going towards a much, much more a lighter and more neutral palette. So here's some of the things that have changed that are kind of current. Let's bring us up to 2009. And I'll tell you what I think, and then I'll talk about the list that Benjamin Moore put out as their most popular colors. Well, one of the first things that changed, I think, is the palettes have just gotten significantly lighter. People aren't getting their jump from the wall color anymore. They're getting their pop or their jump from the accessories. So that was the first really big change. So colors that were never colors. The colors that were the least popular were the off-whites or the OC collection from Benjamin Moore. Now they're the most popular colors. They are sort of whites that have a tint, a light tint of color in them. And that's how people are painting today, that the color on the wall is not something you would really look at. It would just be something that was very light and very soothing. Often some of these colors have what's called a high LRV ratio, and that's a light reflecting ratio. Sometimes it's worth it, I do this all the time, to have a color consultation done by a real interior designer that knows those numbers and can take a look at your lighting in your rooms and compensate by the colors they pick. So a lot of these colors are lighter, they're brighter. The whole look has changed significantly. So the off-white colors are the prominent colors. And, of course, grays. I think you'd have to be blind not to know that gray is everywhere you look. So not necessarily as interesting as it was before, but it's incumbent upon us when we change our rich colors to very simple light neutrals to then change our palette and bring some brightness in what we do, and we'll talk about that a little bit as well. So definitely a change in lighter wall colors all the way around. The second change is we're not seeing anymore people changing colors room to room. In fact, tomorrow I'll start painting a wonderful project I'm working on in White House Station, New Jersey, where the body of the house, pretty much all the rooms on the first floor and then the corridors, the hallways on the second floor, will just be one color from end to end. The floor will be just one color stained from end to end. Consistency of surfaces has become more popular when people are going towards more of an open floor plan. And if you're not lucky enough to have it one of the newer homes with a bigger open floor plan, visually, the way you can make rooms look like they're going from room to room easier as one space is to have a consistent paint color, specifically a light consistent paint color. So we're seeing a trend that once you pick a color, a neutral color, you carry that throughout almost all of the houses. The natural breaks usually occur in bathrooms because often there's a change of flooring in there as well, or perhaps maybe a master bedroom or the bedrooms upstairs. But for the most part, in a one-floor space, we're looking at a lot of the colors being the same and carrying from room to room. So that's definitely a trend for 2019. Another trend is because the wall colors have become so much lighter, the linen white, the antique white, the off-whites don't really work anymore as trim colors because there's no contrast. And the signature of beauty is its trim and molding, especially in the colonial homes, the farmhouses, and all those type of architecture, is the trims that we're looking at. So how do you delineate or define or highlight the trim? By going brighter. So in fact, we're seeing whiter whites. In fact, I use pretty much exclusively Benjamin Moore's Super White, the whitest white that I can get. It's not like sort of Gleam toothpaste white, but it has a very high LRV or light reflecting value. So there's a contrast. So if we put a very pale off-white on the walls, the white of the trim will show contrast. So these days, again, just as the walls, my trim is the same color and the same sheen throughout the house. So if we start with the trim on the walls, and trim is not just window casings, it's the doors, our trim, the baseboard molding, the shoe molding, the crown molding, all of that I like to do in super white semi-gloss. Semi-gloss is a good finish to do because it's easier to clean, shows less dust, and it has a little bit of a sheen. So there's a contrast in sheen between the trim color and the wall color. That's also a subtle way of showing a difference if the colors are relatively the same value. So definitely super white semi-gloss for all the trim in your house. Doors, casings, moldings, everything the same, room to room throughout from front to back. Even the outside of the house, I think you should carry the outside trim color, white, super white semi-gloss, and then the in, so there's a continuity of the inside of the house. The second thing is the ceiling color. I like to take the same value, that same super white, but do it in a specially formulated ceiling paint for ceilings. Now, ceiling paint is formulated a little bit different. First of all, it's flat. it's a very flat paint. And one of the reasons that it's flat is when you add sheen to paint, it accentuates whatever has around it. So often ceilings is where you're going to see the most settling over time. So you want that to be sort of neutral and not create too much interest. So what I like to do from room to room with my ceilings is to do the same super white, but to do it in a flat paint, and specifically a ceiling paint. Now, it's really funny because you could buy super white flat paint and you could buy super white ceiling paint, and they actually will look different on the ceiling. The ceiling paint is formulated to hide shadows, and there's just something in that formula. Number one, it's less expensive. Number two, you can buy it in the bigger, the 5-gallon pail bucket, so it's less expensive to buy overall, and you're getting it in easier to use containers. But it just has a formulation that's really meant for that specific purpose, which is ceiling. So I would recommend super white ceiling paint for the ceilings throughout, super white semi-gloss for all the trim and doors in the house. And then, of course, we're going to get in after our first set of commercial messages. We'll get into all the different wall colors, the trends, the couple of pop colors that are left, and new ideas that I see coming in every day. I'm always looking for inspiration. The neutrals are fun, but I'm going to give you some ideas that maybe were a little bit ahead of the game, because I think color is going to slowly come back, maybe in a different way, but slowly come back. All right, let's take a look at our next set of commercial messages. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design right after these messages.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi, if you're just tuning in. My company is Maven Hill Interior Designs. I'm in Ringgoes, New Jersey, but I go all over the tri-state area. One of my perks of being in the business is I get to work down the shore this summer. I have a new project in Manasquan, New Jersey, where I'm working on a shore house, and that's kind of a fun thing to do. And I try to schedule my appointments on Fridays, a little serendipitous right there to be able to end the day a little bit early on a Friday and then maybe walk the beach a little bit. But working on all things in the mountains, the beach, some projects in Pennsylvania, Bucks County, New York as well. So anything related to design, I do kitchens, I do bathrooms, I do windows, I do additions. A lot of our work is online. As you can see, we've been, Maven Hill Designs has been in a lot of different magazines through the years, and we really are very happy. My team and I are very happy with serving the community. One of the things that we do, and we wanted to make our services available to the public, is called a Fresh Eyes, and that's where we'll go out to your home for $199 for $200 plus tax. We'll go out and we'll spend about an hour with you or so and walk through the rooms and leave you with a laundry list of wonderful ideas that you can do on your own if you're a DIYer or if you want some help on some things, whether it be painting or trim or molding or things to make your house, or maybe just the placement of your existing furniture, things to make your house better. That's something that we do every day. And to reach Maven Hill Designs, 908-884-0770. I do also want to thank Barnes & Noble for hosting me and my team this past Saturday. We had an event. Once in a while, I talk about it, not too much on this program, but in 2017, I wrote a book called The Lonely Boy, sort of unrelated to design. It's about overcoming anxiety and depression. And I guess I did that because I've been doing a radio show now, right? Got to be a little hammy if you're doing radio. It's a book that keeps on selling. I'm very lucky to have that. And this past Saturday, we were at the Barnes & Noble in Menlo Park Mall in Edison, New Jersey. We are continuing a tour called A Conversation on Good Mental Health, traveling throughout the tri-state area in different Barnes & Nobles. Our next one is going to be in Springfield, New Jersey, on Route 22 in Springfield in the Union County area. And I'll let you know if you want to attend that. I have met some of you that won't listen to the show at my seminars. They are always free, and they're open to the public, and they're interactive. But I do want to thank Barnes & Noble for hosting the event. And I do want to thank right here at the radio station, Counselors Chat, our very own Ruth Altamira Roll. She spoke a little bit about that from the aspect of being a licensed professional counselor. I'd like to thank Myra Burley, who is a guru on meditation. She talked and she did a little bit about meditation, the history, and then an exercise with us. And the lovely Gail Bannon, who has her own yoga studio in Long Beach Island, and she came up for the event. And we did a number of exercises. It was the first time I ever did yoga before in my life, which I didn't think I'd be able to do, but she did it in a very fun way with some music. And if you'd like to watch the broadcast, it was taped at Princeton Television. And I do have there on Facebook, if you go to my Facebook page, Richard Scuderi, on Facebook, I've been hosting some watching parties, and you can watch our program. So I digress. Let's get back to the topic, and the topic happens to be the best paint colors. I love Benjamin Moore. I also love Sherwin-Williams. They're both a very good company. Today we're going to focus, because there's so many colors within the palette of Benjamin Moore's palette, that I want to focus on that. So if you're just tuning into our program at this time, some of the things that are trending are much lighter trim colors and ceiling colors, and I'm recommending Benjamin Moore's Super White. It's a nice bright white, but not gleaming white, but a super white that has a high light reflecting ratio. You want to do it in semi-gloss on your trim and doors, and you want to do it in a ceiling formulated paint, a flat paint on your ceiling. So now I'm going to talk about colors of walls. Colors of walls, I have to say, are really not as fun as they used to be. There are a lot of off-whites and a lot of grays and a little bit of saturated color in select spots. So I'm not only going to tell you the colors, I want to tell you what's the best adaptation of them. So the first set of colors that are considered the most popular, they're selling the most numbers are what's called the OC collection. That's the off-white colors, or OC. And sometimes these colors even have a second number in the deck, so it could be confusing. But the OC collection was designed to be very neutral, very light, not bright white, but sort of a soft white or something that has a tinge of a color to it. You would use them in spaces where we were going from room to room. You would use those in spaces where we needed to lighten up a little bit. And it's just the way things are trending. I will tell you, and I've said this many times on our program, when you paint your walls an off-white or a pale gray color, you really need your accessories to pop to have some sort of sense of balance, because you'll take a picture of that room and you'll be like, wow, this room looks like nothing. So you need contrast, and it's important then that our accessories are bigger scale and have more saturated color in them for balance. So some of the best-selling, and these aren't necessarily in order, and some of them I actually don't like. I'm going to actually be very honest about what I like, what I don't like. One of the ones that people ask me for all the time is White Dove. Benjamin Moore's White Dove, and that's OC, which is an off-white color, 17, White Dove. White Dove is sort of a white that has a little bit of a gray tint to it, and when you pair it with a super white trim, you do see the contrast. It's very neutral. It's not particularly it's very neutral. So a place that you would use probably White Dove is maybe if you have an older home and it has a lot of trim, so you have the crisp white trim in the semi-gloss, and then you have the white walls, it will make the rooms perhaps from room to room look a little bit bigger because it's a light color with just a little bit of gray in it. So the little bit of gray is nice because sometimes it hides imperfections when you add gray to a paint color. So White Dove was one of their most popular colors so far this year in 2019. The second one was a color that I've used before, and that's called Chantilly Lace. It's sort of an off-white that has a little bit of an undertone of pink in it, a subtle undertone of pink. So this is a nice color for a bedroom. Definitely it has a feminine edge to it. It's not pink per se. It's really an off-white, but it has a little bit of a pink tint to it. And that's Benjamin Moore's OC off-white color 65 Chantilly Lace. I wouldn't use Chantilly Lace from room to room. I think where the colors intensify or maybe get a little bit darker, you're going to see more of a pink tinge. And not everybody likes pink, but let me tell you something, pink has returned. That 1980s sort of pink and gray thing is retro now, and I'm seeing a lot of pink. I'm buying a lot of pink accessories. I never thought it would come back. It came back sort of in a different way, but pink is definitely back. Chantilly Lace is another off-white color. The third one I see a lot of people ask for is Simply White. And that's exactly that, Simply White, which is OC-117. Not a fan of this color at all. People have used this as a trim color. But again, a Simply White is not white-white. It's sort of an off-white. So if you have an off-white trim color and then a different off-white wall color, they don't work together whatsoever. Not a big fan of it. It is a big seller, Simply White, but not one of my favorites. And that's OC, off-color, 117. We had White Dove, which was OC-17, and this is Simply White, is OC-117. Number four on the list was Cloud White, another off-white color, which is OC-130. Kind of a neutral. Again, not a big fan of this particular color. I don't think it brings much to the table. Number five on the list of the most popular was White Heron, which is OC-57. And when I look at White Heron, I kind of see maybe like a slight pale blue tint to the white. Not really that interesting of a color to me. Not one that I love, but a very popular seller with Benjamin Moore with an off-white color. Number six on the list is a color that I've seen before, and that's called Swiss Coffee. And that's sort of a white that has a little tinge of, as you would think, brown, like coffee with milk in it. So sort of an off-white with a slight tinge of brown, and that is OC-45. That color I have used. It's not my favorite color, but it does its job. And if you have an environment where somebody likes a neutral but wants to lighten it up, that could be a pretty good choice for you, especially if you pair it with a super white trim. So number six was Swiss Coffee, and that is OC-45, which is Swiss Coffee. A lot of colors to go through. We're going to go through some saturated colors, some best outside colors. We're going to take a quick news break, and then we're going to continue today. And our topic today is Benjamin Moore's list of the most popular paint colors. We'll go to a quick news, and we'll be back with more after the news.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is downplaying concerns about imposing new tariffs on Mexico as he arrived in Ireland on Wednesday.
Mexico, look, the drugs that are coming in, the people that are coming in unchecked, they're swamping up, or they're coming up by the millions. Mexico can stop it. They have to stop it. Otherwise, we just won't be able to do business. It's a very simple thing. And I think they will stop it. I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
The president's threatening a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports, accusing the country of not doing enough to stem the flow of migrants and asylum seekers from Central America. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Normandy, France, for tomorrow's 75th anniversary of D-Day. The Allied invasion of Normandy led to the end of World War II. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Androv 100 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Androv 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hey, guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind. But the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A monthly snapshot of private sector job creation is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at it.
The ADP private payrolls jobs report indicating private sector job creation has seen a big slowdown in recent weeks. The report says only around 27,000 new private sector jobs were created in May, the lowest in this report since the economy started expanding after the jobs market hit bottom in March of 2010. The government's jobs report's out Friday, covering non-farm payrolls across the private and public sectors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence is promising federal assistance to Oklahoma communities affected by storm and flood damage. Pence and his wife visited Tulsa on Tuesday to view storm damage and meet with flooding victims. The vice president also visited a community food bank in eastern Oklahoma. Pence's visit came after President Trump declared a major disaster in Tulsa this weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As the president wraps up his trip to Europe, how are folks abroad and folks even stateside for that matter viewing the trip for the president and the administration? Niall Gardner is the director of the Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. He tells Fox News this seems to have been a good trip for everyone involved.
I think actually overall the state visit was a great success. I think this has been one of the best overseas trips for President Trump, if not the best actually. And I think the meetings with the Queen, the royal family were absolutely tremendous. I think you have a U.S. president who is very pro-British. He is someone who has a deep affection for the British monarchy, for the royal family, for the British people, and that was demonstrated tremendously. This week, there were some protests on the streets of London, quite small, a few thousand protesters actually. But I think the president was unfazed by those protests. And this was also, I think, in terms of policy, a very, very important visit as well, where President Trump advanced a clear agenda for moving forward on U.S.-UK relations, especially with regard to a trade deal. And I think that overall, President Trump projected strong U.S. leadership. He emphasized the tremendous strength of the special relationship. I think it was a very, very good visit overall.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey at 176 Route 20231 inside Flemington Fan and Lighting in the Hunterdon Commons Shopping Plaza, across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. I do carry wonderful accessories, candles, frames, a little pieces of furniture, some artwork and things right on the spot that you can buy. Also do a lot of hours by appointment where I'll come out to your house. We talked about the Fresh Eyes for $199. Sometimes you need maybe some information to get your house staged to sell. We do a lot of that stuff, painting, window treatments. Kitchens and baths have been our, I'd say the last maybe 8 or 10 years, mostly kitchen and bath these days, more of the construction projects. A lot of bathrooms too. Everything related to Maven Hill Designs. If you'd like to book an appointment or get some more information, the phone number of Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. Our topic today is Benjamin Moore's best-selling colors for 2019. They came out with a list of their most popular colors. And I started with, when we got to the wall portion today of our broadcast, of the light neutrals, the trend for taking away those saturated colors, the reds, the golds, the olives, those type of colors, and then going from room to room consistently with off-whites or light grays, which seems to be trending now for already quite a while now. So I got up to number 6, which was Swiss Coffee, which is an off-white with a tinge of brown in it, which is OC, which is an off-white color, the OC collection, OC 45. Number 7 I've never used before, and it's called Wind's Breath, and that's OC 24. Not familiar with that one. It's an off-white with a tint. I'm not really sure what tint it has. Number 8 on my list is one I have used before, and I like it a lot. It's an OC color, but it's a nice gray, and it's called Classic Gray, and it's OC 23. That color I like. It's a soft gray, nice with white trim inside or outside. So that's color I like a lot. Number 9 on my list is a color that I painted a brand new condo, and we did it in Calm, which is an off-white with a little sort of a beige tone to it. And Calm is OC, or off-white color, 22. So that's kind of a nice color, Calm. Number 10 on my list, if I'm counting correctly, is Pale Oak, also a neutral. Nice color, kind of not much to it, but nice color. Pale Oak is OC 22-0. The next color on the list is also an OC, but now I would say we're starting to get into a little bit of color. It's a light gray. I use this often now when I'm changing colors because I don't really personally care as a decorator. I don't care for off-white colors on the wall. I like a little color on the wall. It could be a neutral, and I do. I have gotten into the grays now. It does make a space look more modern. So one of the ones that's an off-white color that really is a light gray more than an off-white is Gray Owl. It's Benjamin Moore's Gray Owl, and that is OC52. OC, off-white color, 52. But that's the first color that I've talked about today that's a wall color, that's an actual color. It's a good choice if you like light. It's a good choice if you like neutral. It can go in any room in a house, the Gray Owl. It's just sort of a nice light gray, and it pairs well with everything. It doesn't have any... You have to be very careful when you paint gray because gray is actually the combination of black, which is the absence of light, and white, which is all light together. So when you bring those things together, there's a thing that we learned when we were kids called a color spectrum, or like a rainbow. The distribution is somewhere in the middle of absolute darkness or absolute light. So they tend gray more than any other color tends to pick up undertones. And then when you see it in mass, you can really have something that you didn't anticipate it having. So you have to be kind of sure about these grays before you paint them. In fact, the lighter the gray is, the more the chances you're going to pick up an undertone in volume. So you have to be very careful, especially with gray. But Gray Owl is one I use all the time. I took away my beautiful Ralph Lauren hunting coat red walls and switched them to Benjamin Moore's Gray Owl with super white trim. And it really, really changed the look of my room. It really brought it from the 90s to 2019. It brought it up a lot. And in my case, I paired Gray Owl with sort of a really soft spa blue teal color. And that works very well with the gray and the teal. It's kind of sort of current. It has a little bit of a modern look to it, but at the same time, somewhat coastal. So I paired that with a little bit of coastal prints and some geometric in the fabrics. And together, that became sort of a modern room, a room that was more up-to-date and kind of transitional, and the colors were restful for a bedroom. So Gray Owl is one that I highly recommend and use often. The next one is probably the most popular. It doesn't give me a list of, which is number one. I would probably say it must be the number one seller of all the paint colors out there by Benjamin Moore this year, and that is Benjamin Moore's Revere Pewter. I think people that aren't even in the industry have heard that word because it's used so often. And Revere Pewter, which is HC, historic color. Now, this is a color. It's not an off-white. Historic color 172 is the single most used color in my collection. And it is, in fact, a grayish. And a grayish is different than a gray because a gray is a combination of gray and beige, tan, or brown. So you have the earth tones of the beige, and then you have the gray, which is sort of the more modern look. So grayishes for a while became very popular. And I think I'll tell you something now that maybe hasn't caught up yet, but in the industry, we're starting to see the grayishes kind of find their way out a little bit, and people are going back to more of a solid gray throughout their home. So I do see that changing a little bit. But I would say probably most people that are looking to make a change are going to a more neutral, and that Revere Pewter has got to be the most popular color. Right next to it at HC173 is Edgecombe Gray. And Edgecombe Gray is similar to the Revere Pewter. They have the same base, but it's a little bit more brown. So if you have brown in your home or in your decorating, Edgecombe Gray is a good color to do. It's a little bit more brown than the Revere Pewter. It is a gray, but there's a lot of brown or sort of a taupe color to it. So if you're more comfortable, if you're not loving the grays, but you want to update the way your house looks, Edgecombe Gray might be a nice look for you, and that's historic color, HC173. All right, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages. A lot more colors. We're going to start talking about the really good saturated colors, the navies, which are popular now, the teals, which are popular now, the spa blues, and some pop colors for you for your home right after these last commercial messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I am Richard Christopher Scuderi. My company is Maven Hill Interior Designs, working throughout the tri-state area, everything from kitchens and baths to painting and molding and trim and all sorts of things, furniture, accessories, everything to make your home or your office or your restaurant or your commercial space the best that it possibly could be. Our topic today happens to be Benjamin Moore's Best, their best-selling paint colors for 2019, and ideas to change your paint and make it look more current, more up-to-date, you know, just change things about. So we left off on talking about probably the two most popular colors in the spectrum for 2019, and they are grays, a combination of gray and beige. Number 12 on their list was Revere Pewter, HC Historic Color 172. And number 13 on the list was Edgecombe Gray, which has a little bit more brown in it, but still a gray at HC 173. The next one on the list is where I find myself going more and more, and that is Stonington Gray. Isn't that a great name? I wish my name was Stonington Gray. Stonington Gray is a nice middle tone gray with no brown in it, and that's HC Historic Color 170. One shade darker in that same spectrum is Coventry Gray, which is HC 169. And I love these palette of colors. The Stonington Gray and the Coventry Gray are both really nice, really neutral grays, and they have no undertones. They're sort of a true gray. I wouldn't probably use Coventry Gray too much in the inside of a house unless you had big open space with lots of natural light, because it's a little bit of a dark gray. Coventry Gray HC 169 is a fantastic change when you're looking to change your outside paint color to something that's a little bit more up to date. It can be transitional, it could be traditional, or it could be in a super modern house. It's a nice sort of mid to dark gray, not super dark, not charcoal. We'll talk about that later, but it's a nice color for the outside of a house, and it pairs with so many colors. So I would recommend Coventry Gray, which is HC 169, as a possible new color for the body of the outside of your house. You could pair it with black. You could pair it with navy. You could pair it with olive. You could pair it with sage. You could pair it with red. You could pair it with almost anything, and it works well with it. Stonington Gray is a great color for outside. It's a little bit light if you have a very sunny house. But inside, it's a fantastic neutral from room to room because it's nice and solid and consistent, not a lot of undertones and not too dark. And that is Stonington Gray at HC170. Number 16 on their list was Collingswood, which is sort of a neutral sort of off-white. Again, that's OC28. Number 17 is Balboa Mist. These colors are similar to each other, OC27. Both kind of neutral off-white colors, not grays. Not my favorite. Number 18 on the list is a tan, which is not too many tans on the list that are still popular, but Manchester Tan, which is kind of a neutral tan with some gray in it, but it's a tan. It's not a grayish. Manchester Tan is HC81. It has more color to it than an OC color. It is a tan, but it's got a lot of gray in it. So it does work in transitional settings, a tan that's more up to date, and that's HC81 Manchester Tan. Now we're going to talk about some saturated colors that aren't neutrals, kind of my favorite. And one of the ones that I seem to do over and over, specifically in master bedrooms and bathrooms, is Palladian Blue, and that is HC44. And that's a beautiful spa watery blue. It's a really pretty and restful, tranquil light blue, sort of almost aqua-like in a way, but much softer and lighter. And Palladian Blue pairs well with grays. In fact, when I redid my master bedroom suite, I did the actual room in gray owl, that light gray with super white trim, and then as it transitioned into the large master bathroom, I did Palladian Blue. Those two colors pair very well together, the gray and the soft spa blue, and very much are spot on and in style with dark hardwood floors and white trim. Very, very up to date. So Palladian Blue we see a lot. People seem to like that. Number 20 on the list is Shaker Beige. And Shaker Beige I've been using for years and years. And I have to credit my friend Marie, who's one of the people that stays close to my heart. Marie wanted me to find her a taupe when she bought her house years ago. A really nice taupe. She was a little bit ahead of the game. And I found her Shaker Beige, or collectively, I think together we found Shaker Beige, which is HC45, which is a nice taupe. Great for inside or outside, a neutral medium taupe. A little bit of gray in it, but it's clearly a taupe and a really nice color. Number 21 is a color also that's been around for a long time. I'm surprised it's a bestseller, not because it's not beautiful, but because it's been around for so long, and that's called Saybrook Sage. And that's really a nice neutral sage that has a lot of gray in the green. Gray greens look really nice with a lot of different types of furniture and look. And Saybrook Sage is HC, historic color, 144. You're going to find that the historic colors definitely have a lot more color to them, but they also have grays in the base. So for me, HC colors are good and safe. They're beautiful colors. They're not too light or too dark, and they have something to them, but there's a little bit of gray in the undertone, so they're never going to be too bright. So HC colors are always a good bet. Number 22 on the list of their most popular colors is Hail Navy. And Hail Navy is a terrific color, but I have a couple of warnings about Hail Navy. That is HC, historic color, 154. It's a very dark navy blue, and in many lights, I think that it reads as black. So I think a lot of people will do Hail Navy thinking that's their navy. And when they see it on the walls, they're going to say, I don't like this. It's too dark. It reads as black. I like to do one shade lighter or even two shade lighter. If you go to the historic, the HC chart on the 154 range, one shade lighter is called Newburyport Blue. And that happens to be my dining room color, Newburyport Blue. And then the lightest of the three is Van Dusen Blue. So that's the spectrum of historic navies that I like. The lightest of which is Newburyport Blue. The middle tone is, the lightest is Van Dusen Blue. The middle tone is Newburyport Blue. And finally, in that series of historic navies, Hail Navy is the darkest. Now, where I would suggest using Hail Navy is on the exterior of a home. Perhaps your house is taupe or it's a light gray, and you want to accentuate the door and the shutters with a navy and bring that together. Hail Navy is a great navy because it holds up outside well. It reads as blue in the outside light, but a really rich dark blue, and it pairs well with a lot of colors if you want to bring in a strong navy. That is Hail Navy. But I probably would go with the Newburyport Blue, or the Van Dusen blue on the inside. Now, when you're talking about, this is the first color that we talked about that's a real strong color. And the only strong colors or the saturated colors I see people doing now are dark blues and dark grays. So if you want to bring some color into your space, some really, whether it be an accent for a bedroom wall, or in my case, a dining room where above the chair rail is a dark color and then below the chair rail and halfway around the room is white, that's a good space for it because it's dramatic. So dark blue is definitely both inside and outside more popular probably than ever. The next color that I want to talk about, 25 on the list, is Kendall Charcoal. And if you're trying to make your house more contemporary, this is your exterior color. It's a really rich dark charcoal, but it has a little bit of brown in the undertones. So it goes well with a lot of different roof colors. And that is Kendall Charcoal HC166. I love Kendall Charcoal. It's a really nice modern color and will make your house look new. And when you do a color like a charcoal on a house, like Kendall Charcoal, it's a kind of a fun thing to make the shutters sort of a similar tone of dark gray and then just make the front door an all-on spot color, Tiffany box blue front door in semi-gloss. Boom, with that charcoal is really gorgeous. A pear green, gorgeous with that color. A bright tangerine or orange, a pink, a really pop at the front door, and then you can set it with your plantings and your accessories in the space. But if you use a color like Kendall Charcoal, which is probably my single favorite dark charcoal on a house, that really works well with a pop color. A really nice caution yellow with that Kendall Charcoal. Beautiful to do. We're just about out of time. Let me do some of the other ones. Caliente Red, which I'm not seeing red at all anymore, but that was on the list. Shadow, which is sort of a gray purple, which is 27 on the list. Here's another exterior color, which I have painted a house, which is called wrought iron. And wrought iron is a dark, sort of a soft black, dark gray. And that is 2124-10 and the Benjamin Moore color short. Wrought iron, really nice, pops well with orange. Number 29 was Hawthorne Yellow, which is HC4. Number 30 was Proposal, which is an AF color on the Benjamin Moore chart, 260. 31 was Dorset Gold. I haven't painted gold in a long time personally. 32 is Alexandria Beige, which is sort of a beige gray. And number 33 on the list is a color you should look up. There was an inconsistency on the list on the number, but it's called Smoke, Benjamin Moore Smoke, which is a light blue gray, a gorgeous color. You'll paint your bathroom smoke, and people will say, what color is that? I want to copy it. Don't tell them. But go take a look at Smoke. What a beautiful, it's sort of a gray, soft blue color. Pair it with a lot of crisp white. It will just be a knockout. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of our program. Great shows coming up related to summer and exterior, your patio, plantings, and things you can do to make your house have a wonderful summer feel to it. Thank you. You can always reach Maven Hill Designs at 908-884-0770. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Ireland today holding meetings with the Irish Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister's done a fantastic job, and we've become friends over the last fairly short period of time, and great relationship to Ireland, I think as good as it's ever been, maybe better.
Earlier on Wednesday, President Trump joined Queen Elizabeth and British Prime Minister Theresa May to commemorate D-Day in England. Queen Elizabeth paid tribute to all those who took part in D-Day.
75 years ago, hundreds of thousands of young soldiers, sailors, and airmen left these shores in the cause of freedom.
Presidential candidate and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is taking his campaign against income inequality to the Walmart shareholders meeting.
Walmart can strike a blow against corporate greed
and a grotesque level of income and wealth inequality.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Normandy, France, for tomorrow's 75th anniversary of D-Day.
We have over 60 members coming on the trip, so we have our own presence as the House of Representatives, and the senators will be there as well.
Despite assurances that the Senate will refuse to consider the matter, Democrats in the House continue to push legislation that will give citizenship to illegal aliens. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The bill lacks border security measures that the Trump administration has long demanded as part of any major immigration reform. Representative Debbie Lasko of Arizona says it's a crisis at the southern border with an average